It is time for what's going on out there, Ruth, and perhaps a weather report from with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, I did wander this week with U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, who was in the area doing his annual walk across Connecticut, and this year he did the western part of the state, starting Wednesday in Lakeville. I caught him down on Route 41 in Sharon, and we chatted there. We chatted again down on in front of Town Hall, and I met him again at the end of the evening in Kent. He walked 18 miles that day. I think it was a total of 70 miles he did during this walk, stopping at various businesses, stopping with people who wanted to chat with him as he walked. He stopped at Sharon Center School and talked with kids. I caught up with him as we had a chat down in Kent. It was interesting. He was approached by many people with many, many issues, and off he went. He eventually ended yesterday down at the Sound and in Norwalk, I believe, and that was it for his walk this year. We also
so he just walks the short distance from top to bottom.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, that's not short.
We want to see him do the across
from the diagonal
east to west. Yeah. Oh, the diagonal. Better yet,
the diagonal. If you're not from here, or if you're just experiencing Connecticut, discover the diagonal.
Yeah, well, it's not a short walk to me. He went over the mountains from Sharon to Kent. He said it was brutal going up, not so bad coming down. Moving on, we had an unfortunate vote about the selling off of the Torrington transfer station. The local officials here had hoped it would become a regional recycling and trash authority with all the local towns being able to be part of it. Instead, Mira voted to sell it to USA Waste and Recycling, and so that becomes part of private. It's a private entity, and you know, as you know, the towns have been really struggling since Mira closed down. Garbage is being transported through Mira at this point out on trucks and trains out west. Not only is it expensive, there's the environmental prospect that is devastating, so now it's back to the drawing board. The COG members have been working on this for years because they knew that Mira had closed down, was closing, and so we'll be watching this.
It seems like the recycling business for the state of Connecticut, which was at one time top of the line as far as what we were doing, it seems like we've just completely falling apart over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And nobody seems, everybody's talking, but we're not seeing any action, which makes it kind of difficult when you're there trying to recycle your stuff and going, why am I bothering?
It's a problem. It's a huge problem.
And it needs to be addressed by somebody out there because, we went from being a top-level state at recycling to one that I'm not even sure if any of our stuff does get recycled anymore.
If you talk to the selectmen, to the conservation people, to all the environmentalists in all these towns, that for them is a huge, huge issue, and it's going to be very costly to taxpayers.
It is already costly to us as it is, exporting our garbage to the Midwest to be buried in landfills.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's all, they've been talking for a long time. At what point do we stop talking and we start reacting? Because it's really kind of disappointing, as I say, that our state has gone from being a premier state to basically a state where we don't know what's going on.
And I've got another thing that just to throw in there that I don't hear enough about is that I would say sometime in the last 18 months, Mike, you would know better than I, it was pretty much concluded that the recycling was more costly than the whole recycling program was violated is the wrong word. It wasn't working and it was costing more. Not just in Connecticut, all over. And
yeah, it's on the bigger picture because there just doesn't the environment when it comes to trash seems to be more just talk than it is the action, because I don't know why the systems have fallen apart. There doesn't seem to be leadership from any level of government on this. When they let the burn plant go down in Hartford that was burning this stuff for energy, it was all over the fact that they asked the state of Connecticut to back some bonds for them, and the state of Connecticut said no. Why? You know?
I mean, and that's a really good question, but the whole thing is, hey, are we being so focused on a micro level? This is a question I have no. You know, are we being so focused on a micro situation that we're missing the fact that macro is like, yeah, they're not doing this anymore. That's why you fell out of the top 10. They're not doing it.
Well, the top 10 out of the top everything. Yeah. Maybe we should have a show that talks about what's going on with all this, maybe to inspire somebody to stop talking and take action. So anyway, I think we've beat this trash to death.
So this past week, the Park and Rec directors of the region had their annual senior luncheon at the Grove. They do this every year to bring together seniors. You know, seniors from each town know each other, but they all come together from all the towns, and they have a wonderful time. It's a beautiful setting. It was a little cold, of course, but they do a fabulous job. They serve a free meal, and then they have talk about all the programs that they each have and how they share. You can share amongst your you want to go to something in some other town. And they also have a fabulous raffle. Everybody, almost everybody walked off with something. So kudos to the Park and Rec people. They really do a wonderful job, and it's, I think, a nice, very nice affair for getting seniors out.
Yeah, and there's a good facility where they had it, too.
It's wonderful,
That's one of the better senior centers I've seen in a small town ever.
One of the best venues for anything, as far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Right on the beach and everything, too.
Yeah, looking out at the lake.
Although the beach wasn't very appealing this past weekend.
Hopefully this weather is going to. And Ruth, another news question. Did you have any interaction with the gorilla that was silverback gorilla that was supposedly heading for Hartford Hospital?
No.
Okay. You mean a gorilla, or...
Yeah, but the fact that it made the paper is what's most alarming to me.
Mm. Oh.
Connecticut Insider.
Oh. I didn't hear about
it. It was a prank that actually got... I'm sorry. So the headline would catch anybody's attention if you made it a headline. Excuse me.
Okay.
Which was basically no gorilla heading to Hartford Hospital.
Okay. I got that one.
Mm. Okay, and looking ahead this week, the Housatonic will be holding its Honor Society induction on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. This is a really nice event, a beautiful candlelight ceremony inducting the latest students into the Honor Society. It's open to everybody. It's at the auditorium at the high school. And on Sunday, the 8th, we have the Macho put on by Country Macho, I guess it's called, put on by Little Guild. That starts at 11 o'clock at Lime Rock Park.
That's right.
And this is always a real hoot. The animals compete in various contests, and it's a mob scene. People really love it. They bring their dogs, and there's all kinds of noise and action. And this year's judges are... Channel 3's Scott Haney and Cornwall's Richard Schlesinger. So
I think Haney has become like a standard at that, hasn't he?
Yes.
He's been with
it
for years.
He loves those animals.
Are they in their new headquarters yet, or how's that going?
No, that's the other thing. It's being built.
Okay.
You can ride by and see the foundation is in up on Sharon Goshen turnpike.
It's full of water.
They are still housed temporarily at Foot Field on Route 4 in Cornwall.
Okay.
And hopefully, I guess they're hoping, well, I'm not sure what their destination time is, but it's moving along.
Well,
so,
most construction projects never end on time anyway.
That's true. So you can't quite say. And so, again, no cost to go in. There is a cost to register your dogs for events.
And you can register them online.
Yes, at Little Guild.
Yes.
And then just looking ahead, one more thing. On the 14th is the Kent Fireman's Ball, which is a big fundraiser for the fire department down here. And that's Saturday night, as I say, the 14th at the firehouse. They take all the trucks and convert it into a dance and food area. So.
Right. A soiree.
Soiree. Well, that
was last week. Okay. Well, everybody might get into having a soiree. It sounds good, you know.
Yes. Right.
Better than a dance. I'm going to a soiree.
Yes.
So.
Soiree, yes, was library.
Also, we're reminded by our good friend Audrey Cole that this is Medicaid Fraud Protection Week, from June 2nd, which is yesterday, to June 8th.
You can
check at the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging website, where you'll get vital information. They estimate there's between $60 to $100 billion in Medicare fraud each year.
So, lots going on for seniors.
That's right.
Because that's a portion of our listening audience.
Huge.
I need
huge
to start
portion
going.
Of our population here.
Well, that's what I mean, that's why What's that fraud number, Mike?
The fraud number is 60 to 100 billion annually.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
Now that PS, that cutting that out, that's okay.
Of course. All right.
All right. Am I to do my wind up, or where are we at?
We've hit the bases of things that are coming up, and but it's summertime. There's so many things that we don't talk about necessarily, but around every corner there's an event or a book sale, like
book sale, Hunt, farmers markets everywhere.
Yeah, Hunt has its monthly book sale this coming Saturday. Blah blah blah. So just keep your eyes open as you drive around.
Yeah, plenty to do.
And also watch out for these little construction projects that are going on all over the place.
And maybe you'll get to swim soon.
Oh, yeah, maybe it'll be one. Well, you're just going to have to be like the Bear Arctic Bear Club or whoever these people are,
The Polar Bear.
Yeah, Polar Bear. If you can get in the water there, you can get into this easy. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a polar bear, nor am I a swimmer, so I will just sit inside and run the air conditioning. Make the power company feel good.
All right.
Okay,
on that note, I think I will say, Ruth, thank you so much.
God bless you, Ruth, for doing this and helping us out each week. We couldn't do it without you.
And with that being said, this has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio.